This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just 7:05 p.m. Sorry, I was waiting for the clock to turn. And it is time for our next story. So Education Minister Mazli Malik has said that Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad wants students to learn substantial subjects that would equip them with the knowledge to face the challenges of the modern world.
So Mazli has been asked by the Prime Minister to improve the curriculum for schools. So, Tun M is of the opinion that it's currently not comprehensive enough. He sees too many subjects that segregate the children. Mazli also said that Mahathir told him that students should spend more time together learning subjects that would prepare them to thrive in the era of Industrial Revolution 4.0.
So what we're talking about there, of course, is coding skills, for example, that would cover data, artificial intelligence and other similar sciences. That means that future generations will be able to be competitive and compatible with the global job market. It's been previously reported that the Education Ministry is looking at formulating a new curriculum for government schools, and that I suppose this might be a little hint as to what's to come. That's going to be implemented by the end of 2020 or early 2021.
So he said that this new curriculum will be implemented in stages based on recommendations by the Ministry's Policy Committee and National Education Advisory Council. I'm honestly quite excited for this one.
I am too. If anything, I feel a little bit like I missed out. My computer classes in school were awful. I don't know what I learned. I think I just learned how to print. It wasn't exactly comprehensive.
I think if I remember, I just learned how to do a PowerPoint slide. I mean, to
be fair, a PowerPoint slide,
and I can't remember what else. To be fair, it did come helpful when it came to college and I had to do presentations and all that. But, for it to be the only extent, that's quite sad. I did learn a bit of coding on my own, I think, when Friendster was still a thing. And you could mess around with themes, so you had to mess around with the HTML, and that was quite fun.
So let's see. I mean, I'm really excited, actually, to see what comes of this. I'm really excited to see how it will be implemented also. I think infrastructure and the ability to provide for speedy internet access, good quality computers to be working from. I think these are all things that are going to impact the overall curriculum. I think how it's applied, it's all going to be affected by basically what the students have to work with, I think.
And I wanted to say that maybe teacher training will also come in crucial here, but then again, there's a lot of resources online now that perhaps what the role that the teacher would take is probably more of a
facilitator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And then they can just say, okay, go to this website and learn how to do this. So by 2020, if we just take into consideration that we're just using teachers as facilitators, that might be a lot easier than having to train teachers in how to code and all that. I'm not sure if there is a lot of interest, but I'm certainly not sure if there's enough time to train teachers.
I'm also hopeful that it's going to be equal access across our country, because again, that is another huge issue. And until we've resolved that, I'm not interested, I suppose, in seeing urban schools continue to make leaps forward while people in other parts of the country might not be seeing those same kinds of forward leaps. And that's really important. Everyone should be leveling up at the same pace, or at least trying to, doing our best to.
And I guess a good place to start also in terms of infrastructure is making sure that schools in rural areas have good internet. And you can't get into Industry 4.0 without good internet.
So we're crossing over now to Raj Ridvan Singh, founder of Sols 24/7, an organization which, among other things, teaches language and technology skills to underserved communities in Malaysia. Raj, thank you for joining us. What is your reaction to the Education Minister's statement that they're going to be including more subjects to prepare for Industrial Revolution 4.0?
Well, I'll start off with a quote, right, that is sort of part of our mission, which says 65% of children entering school today will be entering jobs that do not exist yet. And with that, what does that really mean, right? Because the world is moving into, as we know, this whole IR4 and all that. Now, so we summarize it as digital skills, right? Because when you do typical traditional skills, it's all, pen, paper, drawing, writing, architecture. But everything today is primarily done through a computer. So digital skills is actually very vast. It's literally the transformation from paper and pen to keyboard and mouse.
So we'll get into the future jobs aspect in just a bit, but what do you think are the new subjects that should be brought to schools? Minister Dr. Mazli Malik has mentioned coding and AI as examples.
Yep. So if you look throughout parts of North America, even South America, Google has developed a whole range of curriculum right now where they're training public schools on coding. But it's not just coding, right? It's digital. So we call it digital skills, right? So coding is one part of it. You also have multimedia. You also have, you know, just social media. You have a whole range of different subjects. You know, even today, musicians produce music. Everything is digital as well. Engineers, automation, all of these things are all done digitally. So that's why what we call it, we don't call it as a coding or this or that. We define it as digital skills. Kids today will need to understand these digital skills. They will need to understand how to use this when they graduate from school, and obviously they go into university and then get jobs. I think there's twofold. I think first, we cannot start confusing the matter where we want the kids to have the digital skills ready for jobs immediately, right? Because that's the responsibility of higher education. But what needs to happen is you need to introduce the basics, which is why we've introduced maths, you know, add maths and stuff like that. So today, we need to introduce the foundation of the digital skills, which is how do you do basic coding? How do you do basic multimedia? How do you do basic social media? How do you use the various apps and tools online to have an effective learning? Because you can do your research. You can actually absorb so much more knowledge, which is instantly available at a click, as opposed to having to go to a library and take hours and hours just looking for the right book. And the best part is today you don't need to set up and spend millions setting up proper libraries. The whole thing is available online on the internet. But for me, the bigger issue is you want the students to learn digital skills. You want them to participate, but they don't have that one passport which they need, which is the English language. Everything, even in digital skills training, everything is done in English. All the resources, all the training, and we still are far, far behind in our schools. We need to fix that English problem before we even look at these digital skills, you know. So that to me is a secondary issue.
What would it mean for our kids today as well as future generations if we just, you know, don't get this right when it comes to approaching the Industrial Revolution 4.0?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be scary because the big, you know, the capitalist companies and countries are going to move towards automation. I was just reading an article last night where they've built a robot that can, you know, serve 120 cups of coffee an hour, right? So they're already even replacing the barista. You know, automation is happening, right? Today, all the big warehouses from Amazon to Alibaba, it's not managed by people, it's managed by robots, right? And again, automation is something that someone had to build, someone had to design, had to understand. So for those who do not upgrade and do not start learning these skills, then they will always sadly be at a great disadvantage. And this is what I've been saying from day one. You know, I've been saying, yes, we're talking about digital skills. Yes, we're talking about, but listen, guys, we need to get the English right. If not, how are we going to even compete? How are we going to even learn? How are we going to travel? How are we going to do, you know, the language of science, technology, academia, digital, everything, it's all English. And it's important to do that. And yet, I don't even see any policy or anything that's coming out from Dr. Mazli on how we're going to do that. And the other thing which I think is also very important is values, right? And of course, they're introducing the civic, they're talking about it. Values are so important. That's what has made Malaysia so powerful, right? All the multi-different cultures, races, we've been able to leverage on each other's strengths. Not only live in harmony, but we've been able to leverage on the strengths, the diversity that it brings, and we've been able to really be that, you know, at one point of time, the Asian tiger, right? But today, you know, we're also losing that. So we're losing our English, we're losing our unity, and now we're losing to the digital world. I mean, if we don't get this fixed, and I know that's why, you know, Tunam can see this, and he's like, wow, we really need to fix this. If not, it's you know, we're going to go backwards, and it's going to be really scary, especially for those whose parents cannot afford to send for these extracurricular classes, the ones who cannot send them to the good universities. So if we can't improve it in the school level, if we cannot improve the public universities, then really, I will honestly say we have a bleak future.
Right. And how do you view the importance of subjects like history or maybe even philosophy in our preparation for IR 4.0? You know, they're not directly related to tech, but because I guess these subjects provide a foundation to how a person engages the surrounding world.
Definitely. I mean, the whole basis of values is philosophy, right? What is the philosophy you have towards life? What is the philosophy you have to a given circumstance? And yes, we're not teaching philosophy. We have a crappy moral program, which obviously everyone has admitted, and they're going to work on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what those results are. But civic consciousness is just one part. Philosophy is important. And understanding that history, yes, very important, exciting. But the beauty about history today with digital world is you go on Netflix, you can see all the different history and not just have to read it from a book, because a lot of people don't like reading. Fine, go watch, go see stuff. So I think that you can already see changing in the world. A lot of people are aware of more things because they can see it available digitally. And it's easy, it's accessible, and many times it's cheap or free. So again, I think the way of teaching will be different, has to be different. We cannot just rely on whiteboard, pen and paper and pencil. That is so archaic now. We have to introduce far more methods of training, because our senses of a human being has increased, right? 10, 20 years ago, no one's in front of their phone, right? They're either on their Walkman, or they're looking around, or they're reading. But now everyone cannot live without their phone. That's where they receive that information. Now, if the school does not cater and help people understand the values and the philosophy and, you know, what is good phone time, what is bad phone time, then we are going to also get overly absorbed by this. So the digital world has, you know, it's a two-edged sword, right? You don't know it, you're handicapped, you overindulge, then you're also going to be, you know, pretty much impaired in many ways. So it's how do you find that balance? And I think that's what we need to thread towards.
Raj, thank you so much for sharing your views about this. That was Raj Ridvan Singh, founder of Souls 24/7. And we've received some messages on the subject. Guys, FYI, coding is already currently implemented in schools. MDEC rolled it out already. This has come through from Farhan saying, and there is no such thing as the AI subject. Maths are the basics, then actuarial sciences, logical thinking. It will lead to understanding bigger data sets, for example, aka big data. And then that leads on to AI. And basically, Industry 4.0 is just another term for engineering, is basically engineering and manufacturing. So preparing for Industry Forward is already what we've been doing all this while. It's just that now the engineers in the manufacturing facilities will be considered subject matter experts, and they'll need to learn, understand and adapt to all the new instrumentation and robotics or whatever new tech is being introduced into the manufacturing facility. It's not really rocket science. It's just another new jargon and flavor of the day. Thank you for that insight, because honestly, for me, like I said, it's been more than 10 years since I attended secondary school. So for me, anything like this just sounds amazing.
Revolutionary.
Correct. I'm kind of stuck in between, you know, not being a parent and therefore not having a child yet who is going to be approaching this, and also being so far away from my schooling days that it's a little bit like, oh, this sounds amazing.
I personally can't imagine if, let's say, I have kids in the future and they can come back home with, I don't know, coding homework, if homework is still a thing in the future, and then they ask me, hey, can you help me out with this? I wouldn't be able to.
Even, I mean, I'm not sure you'd be able to help out with mathematics even.
True.
So yeah, there are these things that have happened. Intan Sabrina says, Dunam is brilliant. Students will have to be more proficient in English also while they learn coding via online resources. Kill two birds with one stone. He tried by making science and maths taught in English before he resigned, but everything was undone. So in a way, Tun M is trying to leave his legacy by using English as a lingua franca. On the other hand, and then Palau Ganesh says, certain quarters need to stop seeing English as an evil. And yeah, so basically lots of messages coming through about that. I mean, if you have more experience in this matter than two people who haven't been in or near a secondary school for a while, please weigh in. Let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.1.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.